competition like
that? I mean, it's always like that. That's, you know, that's how it is in training camp. You know, you're grinding out. That's just part of it.
Is that a good thing?
I mean, it's happening every year. I've been in the league, college, and high school, too. That's just part of the game. You know, the practice, you know. When it gets competitive like that, that's just what it is.
Day off tomorrow. Looking forward to it?
Not me. I got to do a little bit of rehab tomorrow. But, you know, not to go to meetings for a little bit. But, not for me. Got a little bit of stuff in the morning. I got afternoon off, though. It's nice.
After a practice like this, though, is it nice to just be able to step away? I know you said you had rehab, but to kind of stay off the field?
Oh, I'm still ready to go. I mean, that's just part of it. I think the new CBA, you got to go every 6 days with a break. You know, I'm ready to go. I'm off for whatever, you know. This is how I was coming into – I was ready to come to training camp. So, kind of break is like, man, you know, we slow down a little bit. But we'll be right back at it on Wednesday. So,
well, even though you're limited a little bit, how does the D feel? Where are you at with that?
I mean, in my opinion, I feel good. I feel great. You know, I feel like I could do more, but that's just part of it. You know, I'm following Greek and everything that they're telling me to do, I'm doing. I'm in a great spot from where I'm at. And every time I'm on the field, I critique myself harder than, you know, training staff or the coaches. And I feel like I've been doing pretty good, especially with all my assignments. You know, I spent a lot of time in the classroom because I couldn't really, you know, go out there and practice in the OTA. So a lot of time in the classrooms I'm excited about, you know, the playbook. I know the playbook is my third year in the playbook, and, you know, I'm feeling great.
Is it frustrating to have to hold back because, you know, the medical staff, it's for the best, but you said you're happy about or excited about training camp. Just have to wait it out and let
– No, it's not frustrating at all. I'm living. I'm in a great spot, you know. ACL, recovering from ACL is nothing. You know, I'm out here playing a game that I love. I'm feeling great.
What's your relationship with that brace you have? Is it your friend or is it you sick of it?
I try not to let, you know, my brace be a excuse or like a reason why not to do something. It's the brace. It's what I got to wear. I feel like I can play football without shoulder pads. So, you know, I'm not going to let not wearing shoulder pads, you know, have me out there like, man, I can't play football today. You know what I mean? So having the brace on is just part of it. That's what I got to do.
How about a helmet? Would you play football without a helmet?
I mean, in some plays, you know, it just depends. You know, if I'm dropped back in the coverage, I'll go without a helmet. But, you know, the brace is just what I got to wear. So I'm just, you know, that's what I got to do.
What is your impression of Fonterra Smith and Lorente McRae, the two guys that missed the whole season last year, and now they're back on the field with you?
I'm excited about the progress that those guys made. Lorente and Quinteris, they played, you know, in the first sub today and looked great. Had a couple of sacks today. You know, they made a lot of plays today, and it's relieving knowing that you got guys like that know the playbook, that are ready to go play. And the NFL is the next man up, you know, mentality. And if anything were to happen, you know, they'd be ready to go.
Well, how much can you or do you talk with Chris Harris, being that you're about a month or so ahead of where he's at?
I just talked to Chris Harris last night, and I talked to him. We talked every day about it, you know. Chris should be ready to go. I mean, he's been doing the same rehab that I've been doing, and we've been working out the same, and he's a month behind me. And he's going to go see Dr. Andrews a month after I was. So what I did on the test, he should be able to do that and more, you know, because he's been doing the same stuff that I've been doing. I'm excited to hear Dr. Andrews' feedback, and I know that I'll be positive because he's just been grinding.
Bobby, you impressed by James'
moves
at the start of practice?
I mean, you know, it was his day to pick the music. So, I mean, it wasn't a surprise to me what it was going to be. But, you know, it's just part of it. If, you know, when it's my day, I think, you know, you'd be asking other guys about what I played and what they thought about what I played. So it was Peyton's day, so it was all good.
You ever seen him dance before?
I seen him dance, but I ain't seen him dance like that. No. I didn't know that Tennessee stuff right there. I'm an Aggie, so I don't, you know.
Well, when tempers flare like they did a little bit out there, is that a good thing for a team?
I mean, it just shows that everybody's out there competing and tempers are going to flare. I mean, if we was out here practicing and nobody got upset with the other guy or everybody just walked around and wasn't done, you know, then I started to worry about, you know, where we are. But, you know, just part of it, we got a lot of guys competing for a lot of spots. We got a lot of big-time players out there. You know, we got rookies in there. We got vets in there. And the tempers are going to flare. It's just part of it. You know, when stuff happens like that, you just break it up and you just go to the next play.
Bobby,